I don't want to make it a big deal. I'm not a social media person, so that's the first thing. I know there's jobs to be done by people, I would hope that we all would have it inside of us that if someone was saying untrue things or lies about a friend of ours, that we would have the, whatever you want to call it, courage or integrity to stand up for that person. So I wasn't going to make a big deal about it. If you guys had friends that someone was saying something about that you didn't feel was true and that you believed in it, I would hope that we would all say something. So. Well, because I consider Matt a good friend, and I think that if I have someone that I consider to be a good friend, I would want their back, and I would hope that someone would do the same for me, especially when it comes to stuff that is like important. If it wasn't an important thing, then there's nothing to be said. But if it's an important thing that questions somebody's character or integrity or whatever it may be, I feel like someone needs to say something. So I didn't think it was appropriate for me to sit back and just let that be said about someone that, was a friend of mine.
Was there any truth to report? I mean, was there frustration between Lombardi and staff or the
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's frustration with everybody because you're not winning, but I don't think so. I think we all in our room thought highly of Joe and still do. And I don't know if it's true or not or what was said or not, but it was out there that it was said. So I felt like something should be said in his defense, but I don't think that there's any truth to the frustration or disconnect or whatever,
And I mean, we don't get to see him in meetings, but I mean, what do you see from him that makes you think he's this, highly intelligent?
I mean, we have conversations other than football. You can see his football intelligence, but he's a, pocket nerd. People don't know that, which is a good thing. He's super smart. We have conversations, really in-depth, thorough conversations of things other than how are you going to block the mic. So it's not like I think he's smart. I know he's smart.
What was your reaction when you saw you were on this vacation and you see one topic?
I mean, anytime someone loses their job in the world, especially in the world that we live in, the economy that, we live in, and when someone loses their job, it stinks, especially when you know that person, but unfortunately that's this world. No one's immune to being fired in the NFL. So it happens to everybody. Peyton Manning got fired.
Does ownership kind of send that sense of urgency down to the players? Is there a ripple effect now?
Well, I hope there's a sense of urgency before that. I don't know. I'm not – if I was the owner, I certainly wouldn't be standing here wearing a Nike hoodie. So I'll probably never be in that situation. So I don't know why owners do what they do, but they're the ones with the ownership, and they write the check so they can do what they want.
Is there much of a difference in the mood of the team today than there was before those Mayhew and Williams?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a good thing about the team. I think that's a good thing about our coach. Is not a ton changes. It's almost a Groundhog's Day thing. You try to go and do your job and get better. And I don't think our team changes that much.
What was called those messages
today? Just it's a bye week. It comes at the middle of our season, so we've got a game this week. We've got 8 games moving forward. Let's try and go play as good as we can. It's not a big difference playing good and playing bad. So hopefully we can correct some of the things that make us play not as good as we can, and hopefully we can play better.
You're, as a veteran, you've seen a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
The hardest season you never have. But a lot of the guys haven't, the younger guys. What's your message, or how do you help younger guys who haven't gone through this kind of adversity?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's such a unique situation, and young guys, can certainly fall into the, gosh, this has been a long year for me, and I'm still young. I'm going to play forever. And we're not playing very good. I just want to get to January. It's a slippery slope because, you can never get this time back. And, I think the biggest thing that I try to tell these guys is everybody's watching. Our coaches are watching. A lot of times in this league, coaches get players that they like. And no matter what happens in that player's future, the coach's future, If they know that they can trust you and rely on you, you got a chance to play longer than maybe you could have because you've built relationships and coaches know they can trust you. So just making sure that they understand that what we're doing is important. Everybody's watching. We want to go win games. We're not coming in here at, you know, on a Monday afternoon till 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, to hopefully lose. So they got to know that everyone's watching, not only everyone in this building, but everyone around this league. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to go out and as an individual, have long careers and be able to play a long time. So it's important, you know, every single day. And you know, to be a good teammate, you know, I think not turning and trying to go on your own thing is a big deal. Keep being a good teammate.